Further discussion, gentlemen from Jasper. What purpose do you rise?
Speak on the resolution.
Proceed, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. While many people know my position on abortion, I rise not today to talk about the abortion issues. What we are dealing with today is the greatest power grab by the federal government since the War of Northern Aggression. What we have is the preamble of the United States says, "We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, and provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, we, the people, establish the Constitution of the United States." The people formed the United States. And Amendment 10 to the Constitution says that all powers not vested, not delegated, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited to it by the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Let's be very clear. The people have the authority in this nation. The people have all the rights. People are delegated the rights through their eternal creator. And that is recognized under the Constitution of the United States. They have the rights, the inalienable rights inherent in all individuals. The states are granted authority from the individual. And then the states grant authority to the federal government. Or the people directly grant authority to the federal government. This is not about rights granted by the federal government to the individual people. The Freedom of Choice Act is a direct attempt to enlarge control and authority and power of the federal government. This is a direct attempt for the federal government to expand its authority and expand control. It is very important that we understand that the inalienable rights granted to individuals, both born and unborn, are their inalienable rights. And those rights are what is given power to the state governments. We are here as elected representatives managing the authority delegated to the state by the people. We are not here granting rights to the people. We are not here granting freedoms to the people. The people have freedom. We are here as elected representatives managing the authority granted to us on the state level. The federal government has authority delegated to it by the people or by the states and should operate within that framework. Any attempt by the federal government to expand the role or the authority of the federal government should be watched very, very carefully. It has repeatedly been said throughout history that we should always be aware, be very, very concerned about anyone who wants you to exchange freedom for security. And what we have here is a direct attempt by the federal government to expand its authority and to trample upon the federal right authority of the states granted to it by the people. People have rights. States do not have rights. People have rights. States have authority granted to them by the people. The federal government has powers delegated to it by the people. We, the people of the United States, we delegate authority to the federal government.